Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Please, no questions on pregnancy, legal or health matters. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and ring the bell to follow Miss Holly. Now, here is your sassy, southern, and psychic host, Miss Holly.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show.
Thank you for joining the Good Golly Miss Holly
Show. We hope that everybody is doing great here this evening, and we are looking forward to talking with everybody. For those of you who are new to my show, I am, my sister's on. Hi, Helen. Nice to see you. My sister Helen is a prophetic person. So she does prophetic words and things like that, and she's been teaching me how to do them. So, and I'm really looking forward to her coming and spending some time with me. She and her lovely husband, Alex, are going to be here Wednesday, and we're going to have Thanksgiving together. So I'm really looking forward to that. So nice to have you in the peanut gallery tonight, Helen. Thanks for supporting me. So tonight we're going to be talking about readings and psychic abilities and things like that. And we have several people waiting in the queue already. If you would like a reading or a mini prophetic word from me, you can call me at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
I'm great, Miss Holly. How you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hi, Tim.
Glad to speak to you tonight. Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing fantastic. You doing okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm plugging away. I'm staying positive, upbeat, committed, burning candles, big leaf in my wallet.
Yeah.
Asking for guidance. So, yes,
okay.
I'm still committed, still working. Just curious to see if Spirit has anything for me of all these things I'm trying to bring in.
Okay. Let's see. I appreciate you letting me know about your bay leaf in the wallet and you burning your candles.
And some sage, you know, keeping it sage.
Oh, I'm telling you. We need... we need to get a group together and get in an RV and just go sage the entire country. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. It's definitely
me too. But I don't think we would need so much sage. I'm not sure there'd be any room in the RV for us.
Indeed.
Anyway, okay, let's see what we've got for you this evening. I pulled a couple of cards for you while we were chit-chatting. I pulled the Ten of Autumn, and for my YouTube and Twitch and Facebook friends, I'm going to put the card on camera so everybody can see it. This is one of my, this is one of the prettiest cards in the entire deck. And what this is about is it's taking steps to ensure financial security for your loved ones, make wise investments, planning for retire, honoring family traditions. I am getting for you that honoring family traditions is a little bit hard right now for you, and it may be bringing you down a little bit.
Family tradition. Well, my parents stress me out, but I'm trying to work with them.
Yeah. But the whole thing with Thanksgiving and all that mess coming around, and things are not going to be the way that they usually are. And it doesn't take a psychic to figure this out, okay? but, you know, we're all sitting here thinking, you know, well, I'm going to be eating Christmas, you know, I'm going to be eating a frozen meal for Thanksgiving because nobody's coming or anything like that. And what I have been shown is that Make it a feast for, even if it's just for you. Get out the good china if you have it. You don't have to have turkey. I can't stand turkey, to be honest with you. Have your favorite meal. You know, I mean, okay, celebrate the fact that you're doing okay. You have a roof over your head. Things are, I mean, it doesn't, you know, I know everybody's frustrated right now, but you've got some really good things coming your way. And that's what this other card is about, which is the Queen of Winter. And for, I'm going to put this on the screen for my Facebook and YouTube friends. I just got a new iPad and I can't figure out the camera thing yet, but so it also is in there. Okay, so this is about you focusing on your career, or in your case, a new venture. You're looking to start something new.
Correct. Okay. Yep, I am.
Okay. And I know it's been frustrating because of the time that we're dealing with, but I'm telling you, Tim, next year's going to be so good for you. I'm excited. So hang on. It's going to get better, I promise. Look for things to take a small shift for the better in December, okay? And
okay.
Also, what are you doing about your spiritual gifts? Can we talk about that a minute?
Sure, we can. I'm just trying to meditate consistently and asking for a little introduction with my guys. I'm trying to get that wink back on it. However, with the dreams or clairsentient, you know, just trying to establish that rapport so I can grow them.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have the rapport.
Okay.
I know it doesn't feel like it, but I'm seeing lots and lots of green around you. And I have a friend, and I will let everybody know when she's going to come in the air. She is actually a dream interpreter, and I really want her to talk to you. Her name is Marin, and I'm going to probably have her on the show either next week or the week after. And I will let everybody know way in advance when she's going to be on, and she's going to do dream interpretation. And I really want her to talk to you. You are a healer, but you know that, right?
In theory, yes.
I love you. You're so awesome. But your hands get warm. They starting to feel a little tingly?
I haven't noticed it, but okay. I'll try it out.
No, okay. So you're a healer, and you're very artistic as well. Yes? No? Maybe?
I do have a lot of creative energy, yes. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it, but yes.
Okay, I had a gal on, what's today? Friday? She must have been on, I think she was on Wednesday. Maybe she was on Wednesday, or maybe it was a client I talked to. Anywho, one of the things that I keep getting right now, and I keep seeing for you, is healing through art. And it doesn't have to be painting. It can be whatever type of art you feel like you need to express. But because of this COVID situation, I'm seeing that people I'm getting this thing about having these like art expositions online and things like that, where it's a mm-hmm. healing spiritual art exhibition. Excuse me, bleh.
Okay.
Need to have a sip of tea here, okay? And with you, I see you participating in stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay? Because you can sell the download of the print that you make over and over again. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. So look into that. Meditate with your guides on that, because you can put healing energy into inanimate objects and even into objects that only exist on the internet.
Okay.
You have that ability.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'll definitely meditate with my guides on that. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. It's always so nice to talk with you.
You got it. I'll look into Call with a Dream Interpretation. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, sweet pea.
Yeah.
God bless. Have a good weekend. If I don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Mm-hmm. So we have Isabel Palomino. Isabel, I'll be happy to do a mini reading for you, but I'm going to need a question that's a little more specific, because a general reading on a show like this takes too much time, and I have other people waiting. So if you can give me a question that's not health, legal, or pregnancy related, I'll be happy to do a little mini reading for you. Looking forward to hearing that question, all right? Now, Isabel is on Facebook, so she's actually texting me or the answer. Or if you want Isabel, you can always give me a call at 516-387-1921. So let's see who's next, and then I'll wait for Isabel's question to come in, and we'll go from there. Hi, you're on there with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hey, Miss Holly, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good on a Friday. So, I mean, just it's been a long week. So, yeah. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. I'm getting to talk to my radio friends and my Facebook friends. So I am in a happy place. What can I do for you this evening?
I do have a question. It's came up there, just thinking about today. We have our president of our company speaking to us on Wednesday, and on Tuesday morning all of the service staff will be in a boardroom with one of the district managers talking, and I just wonder what's going on with that, because one of the managers is not going to be here because not probably because of COVID and things, but it was kind of interesting that this came up all of a sudden. I just wonder what is going to be the I don't know. But what are they going to be talking about? I'm just curious. Not about the job, too, but so
yeah,
maybe it's something else.
I don't get good vibes from it, okay? But let me pull cards just to make sure,
yeah.
All right? Because I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be Ms. Gloom and Doom.
Yeah.
So okay, I pulled two cards, and yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, the first card I pulled is the Two of Summer, and I'm putting that up on the screen for my YouTube people, and Two of Summer is about not giving up, resolutions to problems, healing things, okay? And then the Eight of Autumn is about doing research, education in the form of seminars, going back to school, and long-term projects. So, and that's what this one looks like. I'm putting that one up on the screen for my people in Facebook land. So what I'm getting is that this is going to be a restructuring of some kind. I'm not getting that it's going to be a good restructuring. Like everybody else on the planet, COVID has affected their business. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And I don't see you getting laid off immediately, but I do see one of two things happening, that you're going to have hours cut, or it's going to be a temporary situation beginning in early to mid-December. Okay. So the research that these cards are telling me is that it's time to start looking further afield for a position because they're having some issues.
Well, yeah, everyone's having issues, so either they're getting weak.
I mean, that doesn't take obviously it doesn't take a psychic to figure that out.
That's right.
But they're restructuring and they're going to be downsizing.
I wouldn't doubt it. I've thought about that. Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, they can't handle the overhead of so many people that they're employing right now.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that I don't see you being out of work long. So you're very good at what you do, and you will be picked up very, very quickly. But now is the time to start doing the research. It's nice that they gave you kind of a semi-heads up this weekend, so you can kind of get a head start on that type of thing. But I would definitely start looking for a new position.
I'm sorry. No, no, it's okay. No problem. I'm just getting just a point of view of what's going on in the world and from a different intuitive perspective. So it's always interesting, eh? So, but I'll just have to keep looking around because it's kind of hard to find a job right now. So, but
it is.
I have to think.
It is. And your guides are telling me that you need to think outside the box a little bit.
Okay.
So, which again, we're all having to do that, but you're very, very skilled and very intelligent and you're kind of underpaid anyway for what you do.
Yeah.
And
okay. Yes.
I'm seeing that this next position is going to be more managerial than what you're doing now and a little more money.
Okay.
And you are good at training people, are you not?
I'm not sure about that, but I'm more good at creativity. So, I mean, I got a lot of, how would you say it? I had a really great job review, probably the mm-hmm. top for in the area that I work in, and lots of innovation that got noticed from people higher ups, and also I belong to a committee for health and safety, so I guess we'll see what happens on Tuesday. So
yeah. Like I said, it's they're going to do it in stages, okay? So it's not going to happen all at once, just so you know, and you will not be in the first batch. So you do have a little time.
So what are they going to do with the company, though? Are they going to close it?
No, they're not going to close it. They're going to limp it along until things improve.
Are they going to sell it, though?
Pardon me?
Are they going to sell it?
Not right now, no. I know that was in that they were looking to sell it, but they're not going to sell it right now. They can't get what they need out of it at the moment.
Yeah.
So they're going to reevaluate that come summer and see where things are come summer. They're very, very hopeful about the summertime, but they're really kind of panicked at the moment about what's going on.
Where they cut, you only can cut so much and then it's,
The more they cut, the less business that they do, and then their bottom line, then the less business they do, the less the company is worth. So it's a bad cycle either way you look at it. So, that's what they're looking, that's what it's looking at like right now. So,
okay.
I wish I had better news for you, but they're telling me better jobs coming your way with management.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks so much for your help. And
you're welcome. You have a good Thanksgiving, and God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. Thanks, Ms. Holly.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Isabel, if you will go ahead, if you want a reading, Sweet Pea, just put a question down there for me. And would love to answer a question for you, okay? So let's see who else we have on the line today. Let's see. There we go. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How can I help you today?
Hi, Miss Holly. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
And I'm calling from... I'm doing all right. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
That's awesome. I'm calling from New York as well, like your first caller.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Up in the Northeast.
All right. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question about my finances. Mm-hmm. I recently started investing, and I also am learning how to sell on Amazon, and I'm just launched my business, and so I'm wondering where you see this heading, and if this is going to be a big success, or, you know, is it going to be a moderate success, or do I need to do this on the side and work part-time with an employer elsewhere?
Okay, so I just pulled a card for you while you were talking, and it's the King of Spring, okay? And I'm at the moment I'm showing it to my people on Facebook and YouTube and all over there. And
okay.
A financial windfall.
Whoa! Hello!
Hello! Yay! I like these type of readings. So, your leadership skills are needed, and an unexpected supporter for your cause. So, do you want to, do you feel comfortable talking about your business on the air?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a wholesaling Amazon business. So, I took a course, or I'm actually still in the process of taking a course.
Mm-hmm.
That is taught by experienced Amazon sellers, and we look for name brand products to sell on Amazon. And there's no marketing really involved in this because we're not putting out our private label products.
Right.
So we look for products that are already selling decently on Amazon, and then there's two ways that you can go about it. You can either look for products that are selling well and then find a supplier, or, you know, as a beginner, it's easier to see what the supplier has in store and and do your research and see what you could possibly sell that would be profitable on Amazon. So that's how I've started. And there's just two products that I have so far. And, you know, of course, it's going to take time to grow. So it's really just a fledgling little business at this point. And I think that in the short term, my prospects of making some money are higher from trading stocks and options, which I've recently looked into doing as well. And there are experienced traders who make recommendations on trades, and naturally they're not going to be 100% accurate.
Right.
And I think the market is a little bit it's volatile right now, and I didn't know that options trading is actually really volatile because it's so speculative in nature. So, you know, like one day, you know, like within 5 minutes, like I had an Apple option and it was up by I think like $500, and I was just like, oh my god, that's incredible. And then before I knew it, this was the day when Pfizer announced that they had a vaccine that was 90% or more than 90% accurate. I mean, not accurate, effective.
Right.
And the whole stock market just went boom, went up, shot up like a rocket, and Apple was able to benefit. But then, you know, 5 minutes later, all of the profit evaporated. So, you know, like things have been going up and down, and so like I'm wondering if options would be a good way to continue, or if I should be more conservative and trade stocks instead.
So my husband has whatever the stock trading license is. He did that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you call the right girl, kind of.
Kind of.
I'm a psychic, not a financial planner. and I'm just going to tell you what your guides are telling me.
All right.
You're better to diversify, obviously, and do a little bit of both. The options, while attractive on the surface, are so unbelievably volatile, you can lose your shirt in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
So they're saying, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And so I'm going to tell you, slow and steady wins the race. You know, for a small percentage of your investments to be in options may not be a bad thing, but I don't think I would put, you know, a large percentage of it, and especially since you're still relatively new and you see more of what's, you learn a little more with that, because that has to be, from my understanding of it, and this is my understanding of it, so, you know, take it for what it's worth, that these situations with the options, it's just very, very volatile, and it can be sometimes very difficult to move quick enough to sell into to even with the internet, it can be very sometimes you can't move fast enough, is what they're telling me. Does that make sense?
Yes, because the price changes so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't be staring at a screen all day long.
No. And that's what these people do. They literally stare at a screen all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not you. So.
Yes.
That really isn't you. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, if you want to learn it, use it as a learning experience, that's a great thing, but I would not bet the farm on it. Let's just put it that way. Okay. And as far as the Amazon business, you're getting in at the right time. Are you going to be able to take advantage of the Black Friday situation?
No, unfortunately, because it takes weeks, sometimes even a month, for Amazon to be able to check your product in, and there's been delays because of the high volume of products
right.
that are coming into their warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of the things that believe it or not, I just started doing radio in September of this year. I've been a psychic for 30 years, but as far as doing the whole social media and all that thing, I'm very, very new to all this. And one of the things I have learned, and I'm sure that they have talked about this as well, is affiliate marketing and having affiliate links.
Yeah.
That might be a good entree for you. So to kind of get your feet wet and perhaps get some income coming in. Just a thought. Because you can recommend it. And you can also even have, I know that they have shops that are nothing but Amazon affiliate shops. So that might be something to think about as well until you can get your wholesaling thing going.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy and very quick to set that up.
Okay. All right. Great.
Just throwing it out there.
All right. Well, thank you. And so you think that I'm going to be able to hang on until the spring
the
financial windfall comes?
You're going to be fine. Yeah, you're going to be fine. Yeah, you're going to be fine because you're smart and you're willing to learn. You're coachable. People who don't do well in businesses like this think they know everything and they're not coachable. If you're willing to learn and you can invest a few bucks and you're willing to put the time in, which you definitely are, then you're going to be fine. And they're telling me, you're going to be, by this time next year, you won't even recognize your income. It's going to be so good.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yeah! Sing hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But again, you're one of these people, and I want to applaud you. You're one of these people who has taken this situation that we're in and have actually kind of reinvented themselves. And
yeah,
good for you. Good for you. We're stuck at home.
Thank you.
And, we can gripe and roam and eat chocolate chip cookies, or we can get online and figure something out. So we're figuring it out. Now, I'm still eating the chocolate chip cookies, just so you know, but I'm figuring it out with the chocolate chip cookies. So I think that that's
it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can do both at the same time.
You can do both.
Get the best of both worlds.
There you go. Absolutely. Because everything is better with chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. But that's a whole other story. And we're not going to talk about the size of my rear end right now. So,
hey, well, J-Lo became famous for the size of her caboose.
Yes, she did. She most certainly did. But I don't look like J-Lo. If I did, well, we'd be having a different conversation. But thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else that I can do for you this evening?
Is there anything, love-related that's going to come? Not this year, of course. I'm focused on my work, but on the horizon next year.
Summertime.
Oh, cool. Is he going to be my soulmate?
Huh?
Is he going to be my soulmate?
Okay.
Is he going to be a
soulmate? There's no such thing as a soulmate. I don't believe in soulmates.
You don't think he's a soulmate.
No, I don't believe in them, period. So I'm no longer going to ask about that. Because all relationships need, part of the process and part of being in a relationship is learning how to work with another person.
Yes.
So, people have, in my unlearned opinion, people have this idea of the perfect person out there for them, and they miss wonderful opportunities waiting for Mr. Perfection. Well, he doesn't exist. Okay? And I'm not talking about settling. What I'm talking about is sometimes the person that is absolutely perfect for you is standing right in front of you. Because that's the person that knows who you are.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And that's also one of the reasons why I'm single, because I feel like I need to become the person that I would like to have as a mate in order for me to attract somebody who's like that. And so you have to fall in love with yourself first.
Yes, but you're pretty awesome.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. So, you're hard on yourself, okay? But that's what makes you a go-getter. but you need to give yourself a break and have some fun.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I will. I'm going to catch up with an old friend, and we're going to paint the town red.
Good. Make sure you wear a mask while you're doing it. But
yes, for sure. I know.
But yeah, you tend to get very tunnel visioned, and you work. And
yeah,
that's no. You have a very vibrant, fun personality. You just don't show it that often.
Yeah, lately that's definitely been the case because of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't go out that much these days, you know, for fear of, well, I mean, it's not for fear of catching the virus. I think I'm pretty safe when I go out, but it's because it's just kind of a big production.
It
to
is
go
a
out
big
with your,
production, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
and
so
production.
I just...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just
and
like,
I
oh,
live in a small town.
Why bother?
Well, because you've got to shake the dust off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So think of it as getting the dust off, the negativity, the dust off, the, you know, stretching your wings. You know, even if you fly around the neighborhood, go take a little fly. Okay? It will...
Mm-hmm.
Freshen up your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always good to see nature. You know,
it
I go
is.
To the park and see
mm-hmm.
some ducks or turtles, even squirrels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just nice to see.
Yeah.
Get
so,
your mind off of things.
Right. So put on, so go through the production and get out.
We'll do.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. As I order everybody around, which is I'm known for. But it's been a delight talking to you. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
I hope
Thank
you call
Thank you, Miss Holly.
Again. Okay.
Yes.
Have a good Thanksgiving, sweet pea.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a sweetheart. So much fun. So much fun. Let me see who else is on our list today. Okay. All righty. Let me see. So we're going to go with, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Holly. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How are you doing, baby?
Yeah, good. You know, it's, yeah, feeling pretty good. Thanks. Visiting
what
my sister.
Oh, great. What can I do for you today?
Well, you know, I saw a guy that I did like today, and
okay.
I am too shy to start a conversation. I mean, he was in the line, I was at a liquor store, and he was right there, and, you know, we felt the chemistry. I could tell he liked me, but I don't know if I'm reading that wrong or, you know, so I don't want the rejection if I am, and I don't know, do I necessarily have to approach him, or I don't know how that works.
Well, there is no harm in striking up a casual conversation.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say to him, though.
Well, what did he have in his hands?
Nothing. He was standing there with his friend. His friend was purchasing something. Yeah,
okay.
And he kind of turned around and...
When
I
have situations like that, of course, I've been married for 35 years, so, but if I want to talk to somebody or if spirit is telling me that I need to talk to somebody, a lot of times, whatever I have in my hand, I'll just ask them, have you tried this before? Do you know anything about it?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Very, very simple conversation. Ask a question. You know, do you know anything about this stuff? I'm getting it for this. Is that a good fit? You know? And now, and that way it will at least get the ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
No pressure. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's no rejection there, no way or the other, you know, and that will save you from being embarrassed. And, you know,
yeah.
I always ask questions, you know. I'm notorious for chatting up people in stores. And I have two very good friends that I met that way, to be honest with you, that I've been friends with for, oh my gosh, 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
right.
No, there's all it takes is a question.
Okay. Yeah.
A question
yeah.
is easy and it's short. They can answer it and tell one way or the other whether they're interested in talking to you more. You go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not that often that I'm attracted to guys that I see. And this one I was really attracted to. You know?
Well,
so,
yeah. So next
I mean,
time you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, especially,
I'll
I mean, don't,
I'll
obviously
I'll
don't
something.
Ask about a bag of tortilla chips or something like that, you know.
Right.
But especially in a liquor store, and if you're getting some type of particular wine or something, you know, that's a great way to open up a conversation.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that next time.
Okay.
Who knows? But see, if you don't, like I didn't do that, so there may not be a next time with him because I may not see him again.
You'll
so
see
I
him again.
You just have to go with if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right?
Well, yes, but don't close off, you know, because it's meant to, if you think that you're going to, I don't want to happen is I don't want you to wait to see if you're going to see this person again. And then somebody else comes along and you kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of course there's a lot of great guys out there.
There are a lot of great guys out there. There
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
You know? So you just need to, you know, keep your heart and your eyes open and be aware.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And to help speed things along, what you can do is you can put a little pink quartz crystal in your pocket or in your purse and carry it with you and wear a rose-based scent.
A what?
Rose-based scent.
Okay. Oh, rose. Oh, scent. Rose scent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right.
And there's
a billion
different types, you know, but rose helps attract romantic energy.
Oh, okay. You mean the like a perfume that's of rose scent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Don't doubt yourself in it, though. Because then you're going to run everybody off. So just a little bit, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important to have, to be confident, yes.
Yes, and that will help you with the confidence.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweet pea. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi, Regine. How are you? Isabel, I'm still waiting for your question, sweetie. Post it right here in chat, and we'll be happy to get you that answer, okay? Thank you. All righty. Again, if you want to have a reading with me, you can call 516-387-1921, or if you are on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, you can put something down in the comments, and I will see it, but it needs to be a specific question. I don't do general reads on the show because it takes a long time, and plus the fact it may be we don't want to air any dirty laundry on the show. Okay? So if you want to schedule a private reading with me, you can do so on keen.com. I'm listed as Miss Holly, Master Psychic there. Again, that is keen.com. There is also a link that I'm going to post down here in the comments for YouTube and Facebook, so y'all can get in touch with me that way as well. Okay? Thanks so much. You have a great day. All right. So who's next? Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Holly. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for calling. What can I do for you this evening?
I just want to know what you might see for me around a job. I had applied for a job in Florida, and I found out yesterday I was not picked by the client for a review. So I was wondering if you see me getting any other jobs coming.
I see you contract work, right?
Yeah, I'd like to get something permanent, but okay. I'll take contract.
I see little jobs coming, and then I see a permanent situation coming in February.
Okay, so little jobs.
Yeah. And then a permanent position in February.
Are you getting any detail about the permanent job in February?
To work from home. It's very similar to what you're doing now, but there's also going to be a training aspect of it. You're going to have people underneath you.
Is it local?
Go ahead.
Local?
Pardon me?
It's
long distance, but it's work from home. Everybody works from home.
All right. And it's long distance. They're in another state.
Yes. And another time zone.
Oh, another time zone. That's different.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be in another time zone. I'm seeing, what is it? What's the one after us? Central?
Central time zone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're like an hour behind us.
So I haven't applied for the job yet then.
No. Mm-mm. You'll see it soon. I'm showing that you're going to apply for it at the end of December.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yes.
My pleasure. It's always good to talk with you. Have a good evening.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, sweet pea. Now, we've got Jenny, who is a friend of mine from Unity North and is a very, very learned lady. And I'm going to pull her a card. Jenny teaches all sorts of classes at Unity North and knows more about Unity North and the teachings at Unity North than probably anybody else there. So, and y'all are all great at Unity North. I love y'all. And that's in Marietta, Georgia. But Jenny is super smart. Okay. So Jenny, I'm pulling a card for you. Actually, I'm going to pull two cards for you. Okay. So the first card that I'm pulling for you is the Nine of Summer. Looks like this. Oops. Sorry. There we go. All right. And then the other card is the Empress, which is so you. So, okay. So these two cards are all about prosperity, actually, which is very interesting since you say prosperity needs help. The Nine of Summer is all about wishes coming true, dreams being fulfilled, that type of thing. I know that prosperity needs help right now. In the new year, things are going to get much better for you. It's also, the Empress is all about taking action. and the power of creativity and success. Jenny, this is kind of, thank you, Jenny. This kind of isn't fair because I know you a little bit. So I am seeing you teaching more and getting paid for it. I'm seeing you doing virtual seminars and virtual classes on that you are charging for and doing some speaking and things like that in conjunction with some other people. So other speakers as well. I'm also seeing you doing a podcast about prosperity and the teachings that the Fillmores have and bringing prosperity into your life and that type of thing. And I'm seeing you getting a following with a podcast and that eventually bringing in some money for you. I know that sounds crazy, but I actually see that for you. Yeah. So look for that. Let your creativity and that wonderful brain of yours help you with those things. You are very, very talented and extremely knowledgeable. Okay. And you can use that to your advantage. And you should. That's what my guides are telling me for you. People need the knowledge that you have, Jenny, and they need it badly. So teaching classes and doing seminars and podcasts and that type of thing would be right up your alley, I think, and I think you would do a great job. All right? You're welcome, Jenny. Thank you so much for stopping by. It is always an honor to have you with us, and I really appreciate you supporting my new little efforts as well. So thanks so much, Jenny. Have a good Thanksgiving, and if you need anything, you know where to find me, okay? So thanks, Jenny. I really appreciate that. All right, let's see who else we can help today. Let me see. Okay. All righty. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Wow. Yeah, my name is Carla, and I'm wondering what you see for me around my relationship with Matthew.
Matthew. Let me pull a couple of cards for you, Carla. Is this your first time calling in?
Yeah, first time.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you. Fantastic. All right. Let's see what we can find for you, Matthew. Okay. All right. So I'm pulling a couple of cards. Huh. Okay. So I pulled three cards for you. And the cards that I pulled were the Four of Summer, not the King of Summer, okay, and the Nine of Autumn, which is this one right here. Okay, so the Nine of Autumn is all about rewarding yourself and being happily and successfully self-employed or moving towards that goal, all right? It's also cherishing and honoring your time alone, which, of course, when you're asking a question about a relationship, is not what you want to hear. So, King of Summer is all about an honorable, devoted, mature, warm-hearted person, a romantic partner you can trust. Okay? This is a person that you can not only have a romantic relationship with, but you can do a creative endeavors with them as well. Alrighty. And the the other card that I pulled for you is the Four of Summer. And this is about being distracted or failing to see a magical opportunity, taking someone or something for granted. Okay. So I'm thinking that there's some friction between you and Matthew, but he's a good guy. And y'all are good together. So I'm saying work it out.
Work it out? Okay. Do you see anything around when we will be seeing each other again? He's on the West Coast now. Do you see anything around getting together?
Let's see. Huh. I pulled another card. It says renewal. It looks like this. Whoops. There we go. It's renewal. Review the past and the present so you can plan a bright new future. Understanding your life's purpose, releasing judgments of yourself and others. I'm thinking that you're going to be seeing each other sooner than later.
Probably well, that's so funny. That's so funny what you just picked up. Like, that was just exactly what. So, but what about him? Like, what is he feeling about me right now in this moment? Like, what's going on for him?
He's confused. He doesn't know how it got here, how the situation got to where it is. I'm not saying that he's not at fault. What I'm saying is he just doesn't see it. Okay.
What doesn't see?
He doesn't understand the friction. He doesn't understand. He feels like things have kind of spun out of control and he doesn't know how to bring them back.
Oh, okay. I'll let him figure it out.
Yeah, but he really, really does care about you. And he's a good guy.
He is, yeah, he is.
He's a good guy. He's a keeper.
Yeah, we got to work on it. So he doesn't know how any other information that you can get out of it? Like, is he trying to come back in some way? Is he trying to figure out?
He is, but he's very confused. And when he gets confused, he has to sit and have a think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's very sensitive, so he'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
It takes time for him.
But that's, you know what? I would rather have that than somebody that does this knee-jerk reaction and does something really stupid. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
He's having a think. He's trying to figure out what happened. He'll figure it out, but it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
It'll all be good. Okay, got it. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome so much. I appreciate it.
And if you were to pull another card, what would it say?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's find out. I've got about 90 seconds left, so. Okay. The Dreamer. Embrace your true purpose. Begin a new adventure. Trust yourself.
That's about right.
Okay.
You know, ask you something. There's a job thing that I applied for. It's a school. And apparently it's like right around the corner from my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with where I am right now, but it's nice to, this job is even closer to my house. I'm thinking,
yes.
Like, am I going to hear from them or is this just going to be a pass?
You are going to hear from them.
Oh, great. That's going to be hard for me to, to decide what to do if that's really going to go on. I it'll take time, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but absolutely. But you'll hear from them, and I think you'll like that job better.
Oh, my God, you have no idea. I'm having so much fun right now. But my colleagues are difficult and very, very challenging. But maybe I will like to work with kids again. I haven't done that in so long, and I love their innocence, you know. I just love their pureness and their pure, like, they just know what's good. So I just really have enjoyed that in the past. And if it comes again my way, like, that's a way for me to work with kids again. I'm working with adults now anyway, but
Yeah, kids
are
always
so much more fun.
Yeah, you can, I don't know, they're very challenging to work with too, but it's fun to be a kid yourself and to just play.
It is, but I would rather teach kids than adults any day. I teach both.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm having so much fun with the adults. I'm just like, I've never thought I would be in this place, but.
Yeah, but the kids are, I just love the kids. I just love the kids.
Yeah, but I don't think I can just let go of this job quite yet. I just love it too much, to be honest. I love it too much. If I could do both, maybe, but I'd have to do part-time. I don't think they will accept my part-time need, you know. I would love to do part-time. So.
You don't know until you offer it. Now, you've got to remember, everything is in a shortage right now, especially where education is concerned.
Yeah.
So...
Okay. Well, I'm going to be praying for wellness and goodness around the holiday season for everybody, that we may open our hearts and be in the loving space and hold each other in that love, and that we feel connected moving forward during the holidays for everyone.
Yes. I'm going to be burning a green candle. And for everybody on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch, and Blog Talk Radio and everywhere else where this is going out, if you want to help with a prayer for Thanksgiving, burn a green candle. It's for health and wealth, and it's about healing the country and healing the wounds that everybody has. And I'm going to have a special show Wednesday night, and I'm not going to do readings. What I'm going to do is I'm going to allow people the opportunity to get on and say what they're thankful for. Because I think that when we start saying what we're thankful for and putting that positive energy out, it can make a difference. So that's what we're going to be doing Wednesday night. So I hope you all will join me. And thank you so much for calling in. It was great, great talking to you. I'm so glad you got in tonight. And we will see everybody next Monday is going to be a regular show, and then Wednesday is going to be our gratitude show. So if you want to call in and have a and say what you're thankful for, please, please, please call in. Okay, the number is 516-387-1921, and that's going to be on Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So good night, everybody. And we will see y'all later. Bye-bye.